Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The first baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Nagy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Nagy. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Christian. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Edmondson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Paul Edmondson. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Andrews moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Andrews scores. Jones goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edmondson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christian. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Mike Nagy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagy strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Danny Lazar now pitching. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Woody Held pinch hits for Danny Lazar. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Williams reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagy covering, for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Nagy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagy is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien now playing shortstop. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. Two outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0-for-1 in the game. Christian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christian moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Gary Bell. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith strikes out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christian takes first base on ball 4. Hopkins moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Nagy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagy is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward now playing first base. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews is hit by the pitch. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 3 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morales strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.